Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The ocean is not far away. The attendees form a circle around me. Sometimes these channelings are not filled with profundities, information, new concepts. Sometimes they just are. The one today is not a message. It's a meditation. I would ask all of those around me now who are standing to just simply relax for a moment and shut your eyes. In these few moments, to visualize some things that I will bring to you. Some things that my partner does not expect. If we had to name this meditation, it would be beginnings. Not new beginnings, not change, just beginnings. It is appropriate that you hear the surf and know that you are on an island. It is not necessarily a sacred place that you sit or stand, unless you understand that the sacredness is with you all the time. So wherever you decide to come together in a circle to celebrate that which is the creative source within you, anytime you do this, you create the sacred space. And that is what is happening right now. I want to take you back. The tour that you are part of, dear ones, has the name Lemuria connected with it. By the time the Lemurians came here, there was no real Lemuria, for it had been disseminated. But the ones who came here were Lemurian. And I want to tell you about that culture just a little bit. I have discussed many times something so obscure and so esoteric that the belief is hard to imagine. The belief is this: that the Pleiadians seeded you all over the planet, but in Lemuria it was special. And things were taught there for many, many years. When the DNA was changed for humanity, it was operating better than it is today. We've given you this information and why it took place and how it is, and the fact that it is now returning to where it was and beyond. But they gave concepts in Lemuria that you've lost today. And one of them was the teaching about beginnings. There were no clocks, there was no time. The time was measured by the sun and the moon, by the stars. And when events happened, they were driven by humans. When there was birth, when there was death, when there was sickness, when it was simply time to sing, there would be gatherings, and they called them beginnings. Indeed, it's easy for you to see why a beginning would be a birth. When the women would all get together and sing as an underwater birth occurred, and then sing certain songs when the first cries were heard. But we didn't talk about death. Lemurians did not see death as death. It was called beginnings. Every single time there was a shift or a change, it was called a beginning. Here is the acknowledgement that the concept of change was not change. There were no farewells, it was beginning. Everything started a new type of life, a new paradigm of life. If there was indeed a death, it changed it for all around the family, and a beginning is what it was called. The one who passed away was seen to want to return, and that was known. And so it was a beginning of a new soul's life. You can imagine, can you not, that the concept created a balance. A balance so there was no fear. Even sadness was tempered by a beginning. I want to ask you, what are the beginnings in your life? Can you go here with me? And just for a moment, as you listen to the surf, the same surf, by the way, that the Lemurians listened to. It was for them the same as it is for you now. What is it that has changed in your life that you lament? Are you in sorrow for anything? Those listening right now, how is it with you? Are you trying to get over something? I want to challenge you for a higher operational DNA that is conceptual, will see all change as beginning. It's the beginning of a new paradigm, but also a new way of thinking about things, expectations, potentials, even joy. The Lemurians were taught there is no goodbye, there is no farewell. There is really no shift. When the island sunk and started to go under, and they wondered whether it would go completely under, it took years, and the name of it was the Grand Beginning. Even as they left to the islands and the canoes went out, and they had no idea if they'd even see each other again. The Grand Beginning is what they called it. This was conceptual and mature. It was cognized and it worked. Even in this group, as you sit and stand here, what are you looking at that could be a beginning today that you carry around with you and you can't let go of? Be a Lemurian for a moment. Go back with me to that conceptual DNA, the training of the original seed bearers who stood in front of you and gave you maturity, concepts that were grand, a way to live in peace and harmony, and a lack of fear. What is your beginning today? Do not label it new beginning. That's a favorite, even of my partner. Just call it what it is, a beginning. And if you understand this concept, you'll understand there is no end, ever. The circle of life is complete. What a beautiful thing to think about. No end, only beginning. Listen to the surf a moment. You see, it never ends. No matter when you come here, this is the sound you will hear. It's a beginning and it's an end. It's constant and complete, just like you. It's a message of meditation for the day. And so it is.